quite talk enough NASCAR. It was a huge, it was a, like the biggest story in sports over the weekend. Last weekend, yep. Jeff Gordon and Clint Bowyer, we talked about on the show whether or not it's fair game to crash into another driver and risk really hurting somebody, maybe even, I don't know, killing somebody, right?
That was the accusation, yeah.
I don't think he was going to try to kill somebody, but it was, you know, it was concerned that like the payback pitch in baseball, what happens if you bean the guy in the head and it goes terribly awry. Right in the middle of everything that was going on was ESPN's Jamie Little. She joins us live from Homestead because this is the final race to determine the Cup winner. Jamie, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on again. So tell us, so you were right in the middle of this whole thing with Gordon and Bowyer and the pit crews. Tell us what happened and whether or not you thought it was fair game what Gordon did.
Well, it was crazy because, first of all, I'm covering Jeff Gordon during the race, and he's having a pretty good day. And then all of a sudden on the radio, I'm hearing him pretty upset, throwing a couple F-bombs. And then he's saying, I'm going to wait. And so I tell my producer, he's waiting. And I look at the leaderboard because at this point, I don't even know who he has, you know, a beef with. So I look up at the board, and Bowyer is right next to him. And I'm thinking, oh, great, he's going to take Bowyer out. Sure enough, he waits, he punts Bowyer, and then all heck broke loose, as you guys saw. All of a sudden, Bowyer brings it in on fire, climbs out of his car, and then makes a full sprint back to the garage area to run after Jeff Gordon, who was already in the garage. Well, meanwhile, Jeff Gordon's guys jump to stop Bowyer, then his guys jump on those guys, and it was the biggest brawl, melee, whatever you want to call it. So meanwhile, I get there right in the middle of it when Bowyer's still trying to get into the 24 hauler of Jeff Gordon. And needless to say, neither driver ever got to see each other face to face, but all the crews had their shot at it.
Wow. Is it just seem like it's gotten more heated, or is this life as usual in NASCAR? Because, you know, Tony Stewart's comments, I guess, last weekend about, you know, he's going to kill somebody and then this dust up. Is it just an unusual year?
No, every year you have something, at least one or two kind of rival incidents happen. And the Jeff Gordon, Clint Bowyer thing, you know, we've seen them have issues, and Jeff claims that Boyer's taken him out a few times throughout the year, and it was payback, clear, you know, simple as that. That's what Jeff Gordon called it. But, you know, to us in the media, we didn't know that there was a huge problem until the on-track incident last weekend. Then it was like, where did this come from? And then I interviewed Jeff Gordon's crew chief, and he straight up said that's about the fifth time he's run over us, and we've had enough, and we totally back our driver for taking Bowyer out. Now, the problem is Jeff Gordon was totally out of the championship last weekend. Technically speaking, Clint Bowyer wasn't. He was third in points, and he was going to be 20-something points out of the lead if that hadn't happened last weekend. So there were more repercussions there for Clint Bowyer, and I think that's one of the reasons, too, he didn't get any penalties. So it was interesting. Definitely a strange turn of events.
Okay, so talk us into this race. This is the final race. Keselowski has the lead, but he was docked 25 points for tweeting in the middle of the race, right? So how do you think this shapes up this weekend?
No, he wasn't actually penalized points. It was 25,000.
25,000, okay.
Car, which is interesting. Yeah, if it was 25 points, gosh, that would be a big blow. But thankfully, NASCAR didn't do anything with the points. It was just money. And, yes, he has a 20-point lead right now going into the final race on Sunday. Of course, Jimmy Johnson trying to win his sixth. But Jimmy is the strongest man we've seen. A five-time champion. He knows how to get it done. But this guy, Brad Keselowski, a lot of people just hearing about him for the first time this year. It's only his third year in the Cup Series full-time, and here he's leading the championship. So it's going to be interesting. Basically, no matter what, if Jimmy Johnson wins the race, leads every lap, Brad Keselowski has to finish 15th. So that's the magic number for him on Sunday.
Jamie Little, our guest. Jamie, you mentioned Jimmy Johnson. What he's done in sports is remarkable. But do you think it's good for NASCAR, or is it a negative having the same guy dominate almost, you know, except for one year, year after year? Would it be good for a Keselowski or a Kenseth or someone else to actually win?
You know, I love seeing different champions, and I think the fans do too, because everybody has their favorite
guy. Has their own guy, right.
Exactly, and it's like seeing their favorite team. Yeah, for the people who love them, it's great to see the same team or the same driver win over and over. But for the rest, you know, it just, I think it alienates people sometimes. Now with Jimmy, they've been such a dynasty, and they've been so amazing and so unbeatable over the years. I think people just really respect them, and they like to see them win. But to see them get beat, they want to see even more. So I think that's why we're going to have so many eyeballs watching on Sunday to see if Brad Keselowski, this upset, who's only, you know, been around for a few years, can come out and beat the five-time champion, yeah, and who some say is the best the sport's ever seen.
It's a great story.
Jamie, yeah, thank you so much. Good to catch up with you. We appreciate the insight. Now, you were telling me off the air that you guys have something going on pretty big in Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's Champions Week coming up the week after Thanksgiving. Of course, the banquet's there and everything. But I host an event called NASCAR After the Lap. It's so much fun. All 12 Chase drivers are on the stage, and basically they poke fun at each other, make fun. Last year we had Jeff Gordon breakdancing on stage. So, by the way, Jeff Gordon and Clint Boyer will both be there because they're required to be on stage. So it should be fun. And if you guys are interested, anybody wants to go, NASCARAfterthelap.com. I think tickets are $20. So Vegas, always a great time.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it very much. That's Jamie Little joining us from ESPN.